Well, a couple of old pals in the studio with me this morning. Rick Dines of Springfield Contemporary Theater and one of the actors from the show that he is directing at the SCT Center Stage opening this weekend, Cindy Lear. And she's here along with Rick to talk about Tribes, the winner of the 2012 Drama Desk Award for Best Play, work by Nina Raine, and very interesting sounding piece, too.
Yeah, it's a very fascinating play, a beautifully written piece that concerns this very eccentric academic English family and their youngest son, well, all three of their 20-something children who are, for one reason or another, living back at home. Which is becoming more and more common. So it's very contemporary.
Absolutely.
And their youngest son, Billy, who was born deaf to this hearing family, who is now just back from college. And
now, what gets me about this, one of the main plot lines about this work is that none of the family has ever bothered to learn sign language.
That's very typical of families who have deaf people in them.
Which is interesting to me. And Cindy knows about this because she does professionally, works with sign language.
Correct.
And works with hearing impaired people. Mm-hmm. So is that why this attracted you to, this play attracted you? Because this is the first SCT show you've done, isn't it?
It's true. And it's been a blast. I have to tell you, working with Rick has been really amazing. He's very perfectionistic, which works so well in a show setting. He wants everything to be just right, and that makes me a better actor. It is a show that is so typical for this community, where parents have a deaf child and they are in grief. And they want that child to be normal.
Right.
And so it's a dilemma. Do we teach our child sign language and then they're part of this minority group? Or do we have them be oral, which means that they're not going to understand 100% of everything that's going on around them? And I think one of the...
Nobody's that good a lip reader.
Exactly. I think that the statistic is about 30%. Of what you can get on the lips is, and that's for people that are hearing who know our language. So it's not even for deaf people. And so it's a typical story, but this is not a typical show.
Mm-hmm. So Billy has had to live his entire life under that particular, he has the handicap of being hard of hearing, being hearing impaired, but
Billy has really, all things considered, adapted very well.
He's adapted brilliantly, in fact.
And it's not until, this point in his life that he kind of decides one night to go to this deaf party and meets this young woman named Sylvia, who was born hearing to deaf parents but is now herself going deaf.
She is losing her hearing, right?
She's losing her hearing at this point in her life. And they kind of hit it off, and start dating, and she begins teaching him sign, and he becomes getting more integrated into the deaf community, and is also very common at that point, then kind of rebels against his family for not teaching him sooner. And so in that regard, like I said, within that situation, it's a very common thing. Not that everyone rebels at that age, because, in that capacity, but in that regard, it's common. But I have to say, reading the play, when I first picked the play up and read it, I read a lot of plays.
Yeah.
And lot of things start coming across similar to this or that or the other. And I had never read a play like this. I mean, it was so honest and told a story I'd never heard told
And I wonder
before.
How much experience Nina Raine, the playwright, has with situations like this.
I think her experience, from what I've read, her experience was somewhat limited at first, but as she started working on the play, she kind of started surrounding herself by people that could relate this experience and informed the play itself.
It's interesting for me because I have a niece who is deaf, and she was raised orally with her parents wanting her to talk, and went through her entire college career lip reading and really didn't discover sign language until I encouraged her to go to Gallaudet University in Washington, D.C. And so she went, she got a master's degree, she was surrounded by deaf people, her culture. And then at 28, 29, she really did start to get angry with her family for not exposing her to this whole other part of her community and not helping her understand everything going around 100% of the time. And I'm the only one in the family that does know sign language. So usually when I go and I'm with the family, right, they're like, well, why are you signing everything? And I said, well, I want her to understand 100% of what I'm saying, what I'm communicating.
And they say, can't she lip read? Yeah, and there's that dilemma right there.
Right. Well, and in a group, it's very difficult to lip read. And
yeah,
I think that is
right,
the experience with this show that we see so clearly because it's around a family dining room table, a lot of the scenes. And it's a continual question from Billy, our deaf character, who says, what are you talking about? What's going on? I've been eating. I don't understand what you all are saying. And they just say, oh, it's about a thesis, and it's, we've had an entire conversation, or it's about a book, and we've had an entire conversation. So they never do explain. Well,
and frequently with this family, there are two and or three conversations happening simultaneously. It's not just that. And it's hard enough to follow mm-hmm. when you can hear the conversations. And
yes.
Because, yeah, I mean, the very opening scene of the show mm-hmm. just launches into this first dinner scene where there are two conversations mm-hmm. and a third sub-conversation happening amongst four people. And Billy in the mm-hmm. middle of it trying to keep up and eat dinner. and it's funny and it's mm-hmm. and it's heartbreaking all at the same time.
It is.
So what are you playing in the show?
I am playing the mother who doesn't know sign language, and this has been a real challenge for me because I literally have to sit on my hands for wanting to because our character Nate, who's Billy, will be signing, and then I want to answer right away, and I actually have to wait for the sign language interpreter to say what's been happening because I don't know
right.
what he's talking about.
Not the character. The character doesn't anyway.
Right. The character doesn't.
Well, that's,
my character does not know what he's
that's
saying.
That's funny.
So Rick had
that's
to remind me.
That's a great acting exercise,
yeah,
isn't it?
Rick had to remind me, you cannot respond until Sylvia has said the part. I was like, oh, okay. Forgot about that.
That's fun. Well, in your cast, Nathan Johnston is playing Billy.
Nate is playing mm-hmm. Billy.
Right.
Yes.
And you have Actors Equity member George Cron, we have to
oh,
say
yeah.
that. And let's see, Andy Botrell, Eli Cunningham, Jill Kamler, Cindy.
Yeah.
Cindy's playing the mother, as
Cindy's
we said.
Playing the mother. George is playing the father. Eli is the older brother, Daniel. Andy is the sister, Ruth. And then Nate is playing Billy. And then Jill Kamler plays Sylvia, the woman he meets at the party.
I think one of the really interesting things about this show, too, is the level of accessibility that it's taken to actually put this show together. And I think that kudos to Rick for being able to navigate all of those factors. It's really been a complicated show.
Well, you have somebody signing the entire performance.
Yeah, there will be two interpreters signing kind of involved, not completely involved, like in the middle of the action, but at the same time, not off over to the side mm-hmm. either.
Oh, okay.
They're kind of a part of the staging in that regard.
But they're not playing characters.
They're not playing characters. Right. They are interpreting these characters.
Yes.
And then because there are sequences of the show that are in sign, there are super titles for the hearing audience to follow the dialogue at times that happens in sign that is not then spoken as well, because sometimes there are things in sign that are in a conversation. When Billy comes home, he signs only and doesn't speak, and Sylvia's translating for the family. So those aren't projected because you've got a translator. But and then by the time we get to the end of the show, the playwright has done some beautiful things with, there are moments of unspoken words that are super titled, and there are there are moments of music in the show that are super titled, and just this, I just think this exploration of how we communicate in the play is just stunning, and I mean that to me will play to any audience.
That's exactly
with
what
any
the,
experience.
What the New York Times said about this show, that it asks you to hear how you hear in silence mm-hmm. as well as in speech.
Well, I had a friend who came last night, and one of the things she said was, well, I didn't really understand sometimes Billy and what he was saying, because and Nate is a deaf person with a cochlear implant who is not always clear. Mm. And I said, this is the reality of communicating with this individual.
Of course, because he's been deaf his entire life.
Correct.
And the play is brilliantly written in that regard, mm-hmm. that when you really have to know what he says, you'll know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there are times when you may not always understand, and that reality is completely okay, because mm-hmm. the mm-hmm. other characters may, in what they say back to him, repeat key words of what he said, mm. so that you go, okay, I know what he said now.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Even if I didn't quite catch it when he said it, all you have to do is just listen to the play. It's all there. You're not mm-hmm. going to miss it.
Right.
Now you're doing 3 weekends worth, opening tonight and running Fridays and Saturdays at 7:30 and Sunday afternoons at 2. Of course, this is at SCT Center Stage in the Wellhoit Building on mm-hmm. the first floor there at the corner of Pershing and
Roberson.
And tickets are available at, of course, the box office, 831-8001, or at springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. The play does contain adult language and content. I'll go ahead and say that.
Yes, it does.
This is, needless to say, the Springfield area premiere. Play only was... Like I said, it won the Drama Desk Award in 2012.
Yeah, so it was done in New York in 2012. It was done in London. It was originally done in London in 2011. So I mean, it's a brand new piece, and
yes.
it's being produced all around the world right now. We have Cindy and I have friends who've been doing it in other cities. Mm. So it's great. And in coordination with the show, we have a couple other events coming up.
Okay.
After the Sunday matinee next week on the 16th, and then after the Friday the 21st performance. After both of those, we'll be doing talkbacks with the audience. The cast and I will come out and basically it won't go on extremely long, but it's just a kind of a Q&A.
It depends on how
interested the audience is. But
exactly.
To talk about the play, the issues of the play, also the production, and kind of how mm-hmm. how we navigated some of the different, some of the new challenges that you don't deal with rehearsing every play.
Well, Cindy having to deal with the fact that she signs just naturally because she's trained to do so and has to refrain from doing so because her character does not and cannot.
But along with that, we were lucky enough to have a wonderful sign language interpreter that went to school to be a stage manager, Katie Wiley Gaspard. And so she's been coordinating. She and I have been coordinating the sign language interpreters. And I have to tell you, it's been difficult to get sign language interpreters to do the show because of the adult language.
Oh.
We've really had to be creative in carousing people and trying to get them to come and do this show. But Katie's been brilliant, and she's been there signing every part of the show for Billy as Rick has done his directing and giving instructions to Billy.
Exactly, because
I'm a character, and so I often forget mm-hmm. that, oh, now I have to pick up my hands and sign to Nate. And so Katie's thankfully been there every practice that we've had.
You really need more than one person there.
Yes.
Who is sign language capable.
And the great thing with Katie is the great thing about this production and Cindy is that she brought Katie back into my life. We went to college together when she was getting her stage management degree.
Yeah.
And I had lost touch with her and hadn't seen her in 15 years and didn't even realize she had moved back to Springfield. And so this production kind of brought us back together, and it's been mm-hmm. great working with her again 15 years later on another show. And
well,
so
hopefully you'll use her a lot.
Exactly. No, it's great. And for her as well, because she hasn't gotten to do theater in a mm-hmm. long time and has been missing it. So it was a wonderful opportunity for her to get back into the theater as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Tribes, again, opens tonight and runs through Sunday the 23rd at SCT Center Stage. And again, I'll mention that there will be post-performance talkbacks with the cast and with Rick on the 16th, which is next.
The 16th, which is after the Sunday
after
matinee.
After the Sunday matinee, and then on the 21st, which is after the Friday
evening performance.
Performance for the that during that final weekend. There will be talkbacks after the performance.
And also there's a panel discussion on Monday night, the 17th.
Okay. When the show is dark, of course.
On the dark night of the show, this symposium that Holly Metcalf has put together for us. She's a consultant on the show as well.
What time is that?
That's at 7 o'clock at the theater. It's free and open to the public. It's called Listening with Your Eyes.
Ah, okay.
And she's got six panelists lined up for that, individuals from the deaf community and professionals that work with the deaf community to discuss all kinds of things. So if, mm-hmm. if you're intrigued by the play and want to know more, that'll be a great opportunity as well. And so, we have that going on.
And tonight and tomorrow night, we have
We have
reception.
Receptions after the opening weekend shows, which is free for anybody who's there.
So please come out.
Yeah, it's going to be lots of fun.
All right, 831-8001 or springfieldcontemporarytheater.org. Well, all right. Thanks to Rick Dines and Cindy Lear for coming in to talk about in such detail about a show that deserves that level of detail.
Well, thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll see you all later.